President Bush returned to Washington last night in anticipation of a busy January. Joining me now for some analysis and a look ahead is NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What does the president's agenda look like this month?
Well, much of the focus in Washington, in the White House and the Congress, Renee, will be on presidential powers, how the president has taken power in fighting terror. I'm thinking here of secret jails, detainees, wiretaps. First, I think much of his time will focus on building support for the war in Iraq and his decision to approve those wiretaps without warrants. On the war front, he plans to meet with former secretaries of state, secretaries of defense this week in the White House to show support for steps he's taking to build Iraq's military and political structure as he continues to fight the war there. He'll also make the case that the wiretapping program is legal under his constitutional powers as commander-in-chief defending the nation, as well as the powers given him in the congressional resolution to fight al-Qaeda. Critics say the program is, his program so far, is unconstitutional. But the key here, Renee, is that, you know, for him to say that critics are complicating negotiations for the continuation and extension, if you will, of the Patriot Act, which is now set to expire February 3rd, and the president makes the case that that's necessary, that he have those increased powers of domestic surveillance to be successful.
And back to Iraq, the president is continuing to promote his Iraq policy. He did this on Saturday. Let's listen to a clip from that address.
Our coalition is overcoming earlier setbacks and moving forward with a reconstruction plan to rebuild Iraq's economy and infrastructure.
Juan, why the concentrated focus on Iraq? There again, of course, was President Bush.
Well, as you remember, Renee, in December, the president had a series of speeches, press conferences, in trying to build support for the war in Iraq. But even after that, and the support, public support for the war remains low, both for his decision to go to war and the ongoing war itself. Most of the nation still wants troops out by the end of this year, 2006. President Bush did see some bump in his approval ratings. It had gone up to the back up to the 40s. It had been down as low as the 30s over the last month. And he's now got troop production scheduled. But the bloodshed in Iraq continues. And the president, I think what you're going to see here for the next 4 weeks or so is an effort leading up to the State of the Union. Is the president making an effort to hold on to the limited support he has for the war?
And how is the president dealing with inquiries into warrantless wiretaps?
Well, the key to his argument is that he's trying to prevent another 9/11 attack and pointing out that there has not been a subsequent attack under his presidency. He'll also make the case, as you heard, as you'll hear, that this is a limited program. But you've got Republicans, Senator Arlen Specter, head of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Lugar, head of Senate Foreign Relations, calling for hearings. The White House has been resisting largely by arguing that Congress does not have the power to deny the president authority to conduct the wiretaps, and also making the case that it'd be better served to have closed-door consideration and surveillance monitoring of the program.
And just briefly, Vice President Cheney has had some things to say about presidential authority, put it in a historical context. Why was he doing that?
Well, again, he wants to make the case for expansion of presidential authority, and he said just recently that at the end of the Nixon years, the modern presidency was at its nadir in terms of authority. And he says there have been a number of limitations imposed in the aftermath of Vietnam and Watergate.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
That's analysis from NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.